Zazen is marinating. Marinating as the universe. Marinating as endless dimension universal life. Or marinating as this true nature that we are. What is marinating? Marinating is when you take something that's seemingly solid, seemingly has boundaries, and you place it in liquid, and slowly the liquid penetrates, permeates, becomes one with it. It becomes one with the universe. So marinating is opening any boundaries or limits of self, letting go, forgetting self. In one sense, we can say it's shrinking from the body, mind, conditions, and circumstances that we think are our boundaries, so that we can experience, be experiencing, be penetrated by all that arises. And at the same time, we could say it's seemingly expanding body, mind, condition, circumstances, so that we expand and extend all through what we are marinating in. The boundaries become transparent, are transparent, are non-hindering. See? All the while, they're just being right here. So, any place in what's marinating is not limited by this or that, but contains all that it's marinating in. Not only contains, is. If we say it another way, it's connected to and manifests all that it's marinating in. So, when we do Zazen, we're marinating as this, if I use words, Buddha nature that we are. This, of course, those words, I should cover my mouth and cover my ears and wash my mouth out for saying that. But see, that's always so. When we sit Zazen, we are this universe marinating right here. It's only when we refuse to be that. We refuse to be this condition, this circumstance, that we refuse to marinate. So we sit Zazen to marinate. And actually, there's an interesting scientific discovery that I recently read about that, in a sense, connects to this. They were doing sleep research. This is connected to mammals. They haven't yet done certain aspects of this with humans for obvious reasons. And they found when mammals sleep, their brains literally shrink so that certain cerebral spinal fluids can flow through and into the brain tissue and they assume, do something like wash it, rinse it, clear it, make it more functional for when they're not sleeping. Take care of the toxins and other, let me say it, self-centeredness poisons of greed, anger, and ignorance, at least in terms of humans, so that we, the mammals, the animals, we can continue to function. They found that this is a necessary aspect of sleep for mammals. Now, of course, they haven't done this yet for humans because it would mean opening up the brains or the body or various other, what should I say, reasons that they haven't done it yet. Though, of course, we now have the capacity with fMRI and other scientific instruments to maybe pursue this. Now, I'm not so interested in sleep, but I'm interested in using that as an analogy in the sense that one aspect of what we're doing when in Zazen is allowing the limits and boundaries of self to be washed, bathed in the fluids of this life that we always are, which are always, always exactly this moment. See, we're never the limits that we place on ourselves, whether in terms of this bag of skin and bones or the limits of self that we hold on to. Nevertheless, those seem real. So, in a sense, I say that our Zazen is the opportunity to marinate as this life that we are. And it's up to us to put ourselves into the marinating, and we can do it. Again, don't get caught in the analogy. If you don't cook, if marinating seems strange to you, leave it aside. I use it as an analogy because what's important is for us to be clear on what we're doing, being Zazen. It's not an act limited to when we sit upright and do some technique or other. In a way, that's just a way to enable us, encourage us, even fool us, so that we allow ourselves to go beyond self-centeredness, to forget the self boundaries that we want to hold to, or the self reactions and thoughts and feelings that we want to play with and agitate about. In a way, we could say it's opening to the source of what and who we always are. Dogen has a nice set of phrases. This is in a fascicle of Shobo Genzo. It's entitled Temborin. If I translate it loosely, it's on turning the wheel of Dharma. And this is actually just the introduction to the central discussion of that fascicle of the Shobogenzo, which we won't get to, but he starts, "My late master, the old Buddha Tendo, once began a Dharma talk by saying, 'The world-honored one remarked, when someone gives rise to truth by returning to source, the whole of space in all 10 quarters falls away and vanishes.'" See? Giving rise to truth by returning to source. That's what Zazen, being marinated by the truth of life, we return to source. Then all the ideas, limits, boundaries, the whole of space in all the 10 quarters, 10 directions, falls away. That's a quote from a Shurangama Sutra. "My master," meaning Tendo Nyojo, said, "This is what was expounded long ago by the world-honored one. But his teaching has not escaped from people's capacity to create thoroughly strange and wondrous interpretations of it. I, Tendo, am not like that. When someone gives rise to truth by returning to the source, that begging child will have broken his rice bowl." That's Tendo's comment. Meaning, no longer need to beg for truth. Being the source, returning to source. Nothing more to look for. Of course, I'm explaining, which is extra, but that's what I must do. The Venerable Goso Hoen said, "When someone gives rise to truth by returning to source, he will keep bumping up against the space in all the 10 quarters. Bumping up against the truth source in all the 10 directions. Nothing, no matter where or how we turn, our encounter from morning to night will be nothing, is nothing but this, has always been nothing but this, and yet we miss it. So we marinate in as the universe. Then we know wherever we are, it's just our marinated life." Venerable Busho Hote said, "When someone gives rise to truth by returning to source, for him the whole space in the 10 directions will be the whole space in the 10 directions, simply." Master Engo Kokugan said, "When someone gives rise to truth by returning to source, he will embellish the whole of space in the 10 directions with brocaded flowering." Then Dogen adds, "I would say it this way, I, Dogen, would say it this way. When someone gives rise to truth by returning to source, the whole of space in 10 quarters gives rise to truth by returning to source." See? The whole marinade awakens, is awakened, is returning to the source. You marinate in the awakened life, and the awakened life marinates as your life as your zazen. In a way, this is what Shakyamuni Buddha says: I and all beings of the great earth together attain the way. Together are the wisdom, each and every marinate spot, each and every thing one marinating is the whole of the wisdom and perfection of the returned to source. That's what our zazen is. Not some little thing where I'm trying to take care of my problems or fix something. No, you could do that, but then you're only doing little bits. Then you're fiddling with this little piece of what we think is ourself, and we're missing the whole marinade that we marinate in, the whole universe that is exactly our life. See, that's what you're doing in zazen. Doesn't matter inside, outside, doesn't matter it's near or far. See, and we have that ability not because we have to do anything other than right here, right here. Because right here is connected. See, right here is connected to all the 10 directions. Despite ideas that we say, oh, this is my limits, this skin boundary is my limits, or these things that I'm aware of and that I think about, or these feelings, emotions, thoughts are my limits. They're not so. They're not so. Except if we insist that they are so. See? Zen Master Shoshan Shenyan, also known as Shuzan in Sino-Japanese, he lived in 10th century China. A monk asked him, "Do Buddhas all issue from this sutra?" That's in the Prajnaparamita Sutras. What sutra is it? See, doesn't matter which sutra it is. I mean, it is actually a phrase from the Diamond Sutra, which we studied. All the Buddhas derive from this. The Master said, speak softly, speak softly. The monk then asked, how am I to receive and maintain this? Shoshan said, never defile it. See? Never defile it. Returning to source. Live this that you are. Never defile it. See? It's... we are marinating as the universe, not because you have to do something special, and yet we have to taste it for ourselves. That's our zazen. Since I brought up Shaoshan, bring up two other nice comments that he made. A monk asked, can a single tree blossom or not? Shaoshan said, it's long been in blossom. Can it bear fruit or not? Notice the monk didn't get it. So he said, it suffered a frost last night. What is a bodhisattva before she comes a Buddha? All beings. How about after she becomes a Buddha? All beings. All beings. So, marinating as this that we are is not something extra and special, and yet never defiled. Unfortunately, we defile and defile, so we have to do this zazen and zazen, because otherwise these defiling habits seem true. These I want, I don't want, I am, I'm not, I like, I don't like. Okay, so because this is zazen and you are all experts on this matter. No, you all are. To whatever extent, it's not a matter of knowing something, but you're all experts on your zazen. And you're also, we are all able to see where there is lack of clarity or need to clarify, to make more skillful and appropriate, or simply how to express it. I will stop now and we can explore some of what I've brought up. I should say that the Dogen fascicle that I quoted from Tenborin is actually discusses this quote from a whole different perspective, in the sense it's not the content but where the quote is from and so on and so forth that chapter of the Shobo Genzo is about. But at this point, that's not our or my interest in talking about that. What I want to clarify is our zazen, our sitting, our practice from morning to night here, because that's what's most skillful and fruitful for us as we begin or have begun this session, this time of practice together. So I will stop now. And please attempt to stay with how we are looking and what we are looking at here. Gikai.
Are you saying, I don't mean to make fun, are you saying sauce or source?
Source. Yes, my New York accent becomes a problem, especially since we're talking about marinating sauce.
Yes.
But Dogen isn't talking about marinating. But he is. He says when someone gives rise to truth by returning to the source. And we could say returning to the source, since the source extends in all directions. See, if we marinate as the universe, the source extends in all directions. Isn't that what Shoshan says? What is it? What is his response? All beings. That's the source that we marinate in. All beings. And all beings means beings in all the 10 directions, in all the myriad forms, mind, body, that we encounter. So, good. Source and source are all together, just this. But yes, my New York accent sometimes fools us and sometimes adds sauce to our meal. If you need to change positions, please feel welcome to, but please keep yourself upright and your back straight to the extent that you can. Yes.
Well, after those lovely words, all I can really talk about is practice as I experience it.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond the mechanics, the technique, let's say, of sitting in zazen, upright, as you say, straight, still, following the breath, perhaps. I've noticed that fundamentally I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm.
And I think that's important. I think at one time I was disturbed by that, not knowing what I'm doing. But as practice goes on, it becomes much more significant and important to not know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I think the fruit, can I say the fruit of practice? Is, I want to say it's a mystery in a way, but also it's like a thief in the night. It's something that creeps up unawares. And I think, you know, you look back over practice years ago and you think, gosh, what a different attitude and different perspective I had. When did that happen? I never did notice that. And one of the things about practice, I think sometimes it makes it difficult, is we like to know what we're doing. We like to have a goal in mind and see results and successes and those sorts of things. Practice, I don't think, is like that in most cases.
Be simple, see? Just like
sauce.
Permeates the marinade, the marinating of itself, not because what you marinate goes out and seeks the source. So the source that we're marinated in is this being not knowing. So the source, S-A-U-C-E, is not knowing. So be permeated by not knowing. That's a wonderful way to do zazen. Just be not knowing. Or on the other side, we could say noticing when we know, which is another way of saying caught in self-centered dream. Because we operate as if knowing is the truth. What we know or feel is the truth of this moment. What we know or feel is the truth of what this event is, whether it's a so-called inside or so-called outside event. So, when you know something, when you're sitting, then you know there's a practice effort needed because you're holding on, or you're blinding yourself, or you're not allowing the source and the source to permeate you. So simply release it. You don't have to do anything when you're marinating. There's nothing for you to do. See? There's no need to go out and search for the source. It permeates you of itself. See, Zazen is allowing ourselves to be permeated by the truth, source, the source, this that we are. See, then we don't have to go look for something, because everywhere we turn is exactly this. See? Everywhere we turn is exactly these all beings that are exactly the truth in all the 10 directions. See, then everything's revealing what our life is. Everything we encounter is revealing our life, as opposed to something else that we need to wrestle with and figure out or know or check out. See, that's what Zazen is.
I keep waiting for you to use the word saturated.
If I play too much with these words, then people will be fooled by the words, and there's no importance in the best word. What's important is that the words encourage and support you to go beyond the words, to do, to live, to return and be undefiled, not to defile. Yes, Steve.
I think what Mushin's pointing to is, and this is something we don't talk about a lot in Zen, but you have to have some faith when you're sitting there. Faith, trust that this is something that's sitting there is going to take care of your life. And in ways that, like you said, that we don't even, rarely takes care of my life in the way I want it to. But at the end of the day, something's changed.
We need faith and courage and bravery to not to do something fancy or special, but to let go of usual habits, to not follow along how we usually, when a thought feeling comes up, we usually entangle and agitate ourselves or others about it. And when we're sitting Zazen, hopefully, if we're agitating, we're just agitating or cogitating ourselves. But yes, there is faith, but it's not faith in something else, but faith in our ability to right here do it. And each moment that we are so is a moment where the faith manifests in our being so. And that, in a sense, supports and feeds that. So, excuse me.
Well, first of all, I just realized that I have a quote on my refrigerator, and lots of them, and I don't know who said it, but I think it was some musician that said, "I try not to know what I'm doing."
Good.
I like to use that when I'm painting, although I get frustrated. But
wait. Although I get frustrated means I don't. Means I do think I know something when I get frustrated.
Well, I try to think I know something.
Let me say, there's a koan where the master responds, "Not knowing is most intimate." I've said that before, so you probably see the intimacy of this that we are is being, not knowing.
That was just the introduction to what I was going to say. I like how when Ed says, but not knowing down here, and I think, I come down here after having totaled my car, and I'm moving, and I've been all in a flap, and I'm, you know, there's something about the rigor mm-hmm. and the boundaries of being here, not talking, that takes away that sense of, what should I do now? Who should I call? Da, 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 da. And so I've been in relative bliss just being here, being able,
mm-hmm.
having all those other things taken from me. So I think there is there's something about the setup here
yes.
that is helpful.
The source permeates you. Either way, either word you could take as the source or source. Yeah, see, this is, if we open ourselves to Zazen or Dharma, the Dharma opens us, opens, if I say itself to us, but it opens us. So all we have to do is be willing to marinate. Be willing to marinate when we're sitting, and be willing to marinate throughout the day. That's the faith and the courage, to marinate as this present moment. Not something fancy, magical, but very ordinary. So you don't have to do anything that you can't ordinarily do. Breathe, be present, experience. And yet, in order to marinate, you have to let go of the hard shell around whatever is marinating. You can't have your food or in a saran wrap or a baggie and put it in the marinade and then complain afterwards why it didn't get marinated. So it's that shell. You don't have to cut it up. I mean, you can, but that you still have the individual pieces. You don't have to mash it completely up, but you do have to remove or let go of the saran wrap covering, so that the natural process of just being in the source, being in the source, which is our life, naturally marinates us. And in Zazen, the saran wrap that we are letting go of is the self-centered habits, the holding to thoughts and feelings, not to them coming and going, but the holding and agitating and following and entangling in all the ways that we defile this that we are. See? Then we're nothing but what all the sutras are coming together to express.
I'd like to go back to the sleep study. it seems that it's very, and maybe you said this early, that sleeping is similar to Zazen, but we're probably going back to the source through this cleansing, this opening up of the pathways.
Well, I can't say much about the study except what I read, and I don't know the mechanics or process of what they've found. I mean, I can direct you to where it is in the scientific literature.
Put it on the blog.
Yes, I know. So it is there if you want to go look at the actual research findings. But I was using it as the analogy. Even though it's about mammals and it's about sleep, it would be interesting to see how that process occurs when we're in doing zazen, if that process is different. But it's just an analogy, because our zazen isn't limited to when we're cross-legged sitting upright, but it's in all the various forms of being human. And yes, there are different states, and yes, one of the things the scientific finding is about is that when some mammals sleep, what happens is literally the expansion, the blown up ego, if I use that kind of term, of the brain, literal, the tissues, shrinks just a small amount, so that these natural fluids and process cleanses and detoxifies, cleanses and removes poisons. And?
Well, I know that when I get more sleep versus less sleep, that I am refreshed and I am much, much better that day too.
Good.
So it makes sense that, that I've been cleansed.
And when we sit and zazen regularly, and when we practice regularly, not just in formal zazen but throughout the day, our very senses and functioning is cleansed, I will say. And you have to, as Steve says, have faith and test this for yourself. And that's what we say. We test zazen for ourselves, and we test our life for ourselves. It's not a matter of your agreeing. There is faith in the process of doing. There's not faith in the results, in the sense that we have to taste it for ourselves, since we're talking about marinades and foods. You marinate it and then you taste it for yourself. You taste your zazen in your life function. So, but the point of all of this is to encourage us in what we're doing in these days of practice together and throughout our practice, to keep, if I say, opening to this moment zazen practice. Let's see. Yes, Dave.
I would say I see it. I'm going to come from a parallel source sauce hearing aid, but you have to have some heat or energy to make that sauce kind of stew, so to speak. And that's what I think when I sit, is it's like going back and kind of getting plugged in again. It's time to kind of just let go and be there.
Mm. And the energy is the very life energy that we are. We don't have, in a sense, it gets generated by our marinating. It gets generated, doing zazen is the energy to do zazen. See? Being zazen is zazening zazen. So if we do, then zazen does us. It does. It's giving ourself away to ourself, which is, in some sense, like what Dogen says, that we give rise to truth by returning to the source. Then the source manifests the truth. Then we'll bump into this in all directions. The whole space in all the 10 directions gives rise to the truth. Everything we encounter will be seen for the source truth that it is, because that's so. Everyone you encounter, that's what Shaoshan was saying. How about after she becomes a Buddha? All beings. See, that's all you encounter. Okay, thank you all.
Copyright 2013, Eliu Genmyo Smith.